الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله، سيد الأولين والآخرين، وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه يوم الدين. ما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات، brothers and sisters، حياكم الله to this session of the tafsir. And tafsir and Quran, يعني تجويد as well. We want to also check on the rulings of the تجويد as well, how to recite. And we are going to begin from the end of the Quran, from Surah An-Nas. سورة الناس is a سورة مكية. And the سورة مكية handles out the issues of fiqh. Sorry, from the surahs of Aqeedah, that handles out the issues of Aqeedah and concentrate on that. As we see in Surah An-Nas, it relates, it repeated يعني this thing, رب الناس, ملك الناس, إله الناس, and الوسواس as well. And Surah An-Nas is one of the three surahs which are known by the Mu'awwidhat. And for it and Surah Al-Falaq, there is a reason for it to be descended. نعم. But before we get to the benefits and reason why it was descended and like that, I want to go through the way of recitation of Surah An-Nas with you, and that you concentrate with me on how to pronounce the letters. Allah Ta'ala says, as in this surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ. We have to differentiate here between the Hamza and the Ayn. Not أَعُوذُ nor أَعُوذُ, but it is أَ أَعُوذُ أَعُوذُ. نعم. قل أعوذ, and it is ذال ذو. You make your tongue, the bit of tongue outside a little bit, touching the upper teeth. أعوذ. برب الناس, and you hear now this type of sound which is called غُنَّة. بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. In this word النَّاسِ, we have two rulings, or two things. One, we have أَلْ, which is called أَلْ الشَّمْسِيَّة. أَلْ الشَّمْسِيَّة is أَلِفْ لَامْ that is never pronounced. It is written but it cannot be pronounced, and this happens with certain letters, alphabetical letters. One of these letters is the Noon, as well as the Sheen. That's why they call it Lam Shamsiya, Ash-Shams. The other is called Lam Qamariya, Al-Qamar. So this one, An-Nas, is Lam Shamsiya, meaning you cannot say Al-Nas. No, not Al-Nas. Not like Al-Qamar, not Al-Nas. La, we can't say Al-Nas. We can't say Qul A'udhu Bi Rabb Al-Nas. No, that's not correct. But Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. Qul A'udhu برب الناس. So we have this first ruling, Lam Shamsiya, and then we have Noon Mushaddada, An-Nas. Noon, which has Shadda over it, the stress sound, is in reality two Noons, two letters of Noon. One has sukun and the other has haraka, and the haraka here is fatha. The first one has sukun and the second has the haraka. So we say an-nas, and this makes this letter comes from the nose, not the mouth. You say I'm going to hold on my nose when I say this word. And you hear this, and because the tongue will block the way in the mouth, so the sound and the air will come from the nose instead. قل أعوذ برب الناس. So it is الناس. You don't take it يعني very fast and say الناس. لا, but الناس, you hear it, الناس. So قل أعوذ برب, and you see شدة over the ba. قل أعوذ برب. So you put a stress, you don't say قل أعوذ برب الناس. لا, that's, it's not برب الناس, it is برب الناس. So we have the ba with shadda, and then the noon in the nas with shadda. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. So these are the rulings that we can find in this surah. Very simple ruling. We are still with the small surahs. This is the first surah, small surah. But these rulings are very important because they are going to reveal with us all the time when we yani inshallah go further with these surahs. طيب. Now we need to know something about the surah. Imam al-Nasa'i, Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala said, let me tell you what Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah ta'ala said. He reported several ahadith from the books of hadith like Imam al-Nasa'i and others. So he rahimahullah ta'ala said, Naam, he said, these are three attributes of Allah. Ar-Rabb, that relates to Ar-Rububiyyah, the Lordship. As well as Al-Milk, Al-Malik. Al-Malik. Also this relates to Rububiyyah. And then we have Al-Ilah, that is to Uluhiyyah. Tawheed Al-Uluhiyyah. So he is the Rabb of everything, and he is the owner of everything, he is the king of everything, and he is the one, the God that everything needs to worship him, as he created them all, and they all are slaves of his. So Allah Ta'ala commanded the one who wants to seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala to use these three attributes in order that Allah Ta'ala provide you the protection from al-waswas, al-khannas. So in order that Allah Ta'ala protect you from al-waswas, al-khannas. Meaning the shaitan, al-waswas and al-khannas, is the shaitan who is assigned to every mankind. Every mankind has a shaitan called qareen. Called qareen. Beautifies the evil for him. And he never hesitates to misguide him. The ones who are protected from this qareen are only the prophets and messengers. As in Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما منكم من احد الا وقد وكل به قرينه. قالوا وانت يا رسول الله؟ قال نعم الا ان الله اعانني عليه فاسلم فلا يامرني الا بخير. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no one of you except that Allah Ta'ala has assigned a qareen, a shaitan, along with them. They said, and you, Ya Rasulullah? He said, yes, even me. But Allah Ta'ala heard me when I gave da'wah to this shaitan, so this shaitan become Muslim. Some ulama said the word fa'aslama means the shaitan became Muslim. But some others said that fa'aslamu, meaning I am then saved from him. But the first one is the closest to the truth because of what he said after that, فَلَا يَأْمُرُنِي إِلَّا بِخَيْرٍ, that this shaitan commands me not except with good. And it is also reported in Bukhari and Muslim from Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha came to visit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Masjid al-Nabawi when he was in the i'tikaf, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked her to the house because it was night. So two men of Al-Ansar saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a woman that they did not recognize, but they knew the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they walked fast. They moved faster. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to them, slow down. It is only your mother, Safiya bint Huyay, meaning the mother of believers. They both said, Subhanallah, glory be Allah, O Messenger of Allah. Meaning, are we going to suspect you wrong? He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then said, indeed, shaitan runs from the son of Adam where the blood runs, and I'm afraid that something be thrown by the shaitan into your hearts of evil. So, as they said, that this is one of the reasons why this surah was descended. But as in Sunan al-Tirmidhi from Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, Allah Ta'ala has sent verses of the Quran upon me that never ever mankind saw like them. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ to the end of the surah. And قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ to the end of the surah. And this was also reported by Imam Muslim. So, this surah is one of the important surahs in the Quran. So when Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and we say, O Muhammad, I seek refuge with the Lord and creature of mankind. Maliki Nas, the king or ruler of mankind. Ilahi Nas, the god or judge of mankind, meaning the one who is worthy to be worshipped. And then he, Allah Ta'ala, said, of what man is seeking refuge? Min sharri al-waswas al-khannas, from the mischief of the whisperer of evil, who withdraws after his whispers. Because the shaitan whispers and escape, withdraws, escape, run away, and leave you alone with your evils. And leave you alone with this evil. So Allah Ta'ala said, then min al jinnati. So what where can we find this waswas or whisperer? Among jinn, which is normal, that is shaitan, and among men, and this is these are the men of evil who only call you and make you involve in wrong and try to mischieve you and mislead you, acting on the same way of the shaitan, the enemy of man. And that's why we Muslims should always seek refuge with Allah Ta'ala from the shaitan all the time, in the day and night, when you recite the Quran, when you want to go bed, well, every time, whether a direct seeking of refuge by the saying "A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim," or by reciting the adhkar of the morning and evening of sleeping and wakeness, of entering and exiting, of eating, of drinking, of wearing clothes, of taking off clothes, of enjoying the family, of protecting the children, of protecting your new wife, your new car, your house, by reciting the Quran and especially Surah Al-Baqarah in it, and praying in your house the nawafil as a man and the woman as well. So seeking refuge from Allah Ta'ala, or with Allah Ta'ala from the shaitan, and also seeking the protection from Allah Ta'ala against anything that you fear of this worldly life, is something very important that most of the Muslims today ignore behind their backs. And then they call saying that we saw a bad dream, or we see things happening in the house, or we find some type of inconveniency and some type of disturb, sometimes of acquisitions, and all this because the Muslims are refraining away from these type of small things, small in size, but they are huge in the effect. May Allah Ta'ala bestow His mercy upon us all and guide us and guide our hearts to what benefits us in this worldly life and in the hereafter, and make us from those who listen to the truth and follow the best of it and avoid the evil and repent to Allah. والله تعالى أعلم. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. If you have any question, you can raise your hand now, please. And if there are any questions from Wizard, verify, please, and learn Islam. Please get us the questions from there. Now, is there any question? Right. We'll give another 2-3 minutes. If no hands raised, then inshallah ta'ala we'll close. Okay, Beautify, if you're none. Beautify came and brought a question from Music saying, are these two surahs called Mu'awwadhatayn, and why are they called this? What does it mean? First, begin with the in. It means the surahs of protection or refuge. And yes, they are called mu'awwidhatayn. Mu'awwidhatayn. Because one who recites these surahs with the intention to seek refuge with Allah from the shayateen and from the worries and from the harmfulness, Allah Ta'ala will protect him. Now, any other question? You guys take your chance and ask. Otherwise, if I'm not asked, I'm going to ask. That's my way. I think I spoke about this. I said that because we put the fiqh in the time, yani we mixed, and we never started tafsir. So I told you that today afternoon 5 o'clock was supposed to be for Quran and tafsir, but by mistake I did the fiqh umdatul ahkam, and before that we had the grammar, the Arabic. So that's why I said, and tomorrow early morning, first, today morning was supposed to be the Aqeedah, sahih. Anyway, tomorrow morning, we have tafsir. Khalas, let us continue like that as per the schedule, otherwise, I'm going to get confused in replacing. Tomorrow, first dars going to be tafsir, Quran and tafsir, and then fiqh, and then Arabic. Tuesday going to be Arabic, aqeedah, and then Quran and tafsir, like that. Barakallahu feekum, wa ahsana ilaykum, wa assalamu alaykum, wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.